We are learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Ayin Hey, and we are starting three lines from the top of Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. It says in the Pasuk, a Pasuk in Mishlei, Da'ago b'leiv ish yashcheno v'davar toiv yashcheno. The Pasuk says that what it's handling for us is Da'ago b'leiv ish yashcheno, which means Pashab Shad, Yashkar means subdued the daiga. But the Gemara has a different touch to that. Rabbi Amir Vasi, Chad Omar Yisichena Medaita, Losha Messiah Das, you should get it out of your mind. Chad Omar Yisichena La Acherim, you should tell it to other people. And Rashi explains why you should tell it to other people. Shem Yisiu Eitza, maybe he'll give you Eitza. Therefore, if someone has a worry, a daiga means a worry, something about the future, something is scared is going to happen to him, he should tell it to other people, maybe they'll have an Eitza. It says in the Pasuk, what? Just don't think about it. Because like Rashi explains, the daga here is not something it's real. It's a pachat shedoyeg al hefzeh shom dom pen yivom. Maybe it's going to come. So put it out of your mind, and that away it shouldn't be worried. The Pasuk says by the klala of the nachosh, it says that his klala is v'nachosh ofar lachmoy. His bread will be ofar. Rab Ami v'Rab Asi, Chad Amar Afilo Oichel Kol Ma'adani Oilam Toyim Behem Tam Afa. One of these Ma'adiyam said the klala was like this: that even if he ate anything in the world, whatever he ate, it tasted like Afa. Even if he landed up the Nachash, got himself a piece of steak, it still tasted like Afa. V'Chad Amar a different taich in the klala. V'Chad Amar Afilo Oichel Kol Ma'adani Oilam Ein Dati Meshavas Lav. Even if he eats all the Ma'adanim, he's not full, he doesn't feel good. He has to eat earth in order to feel satiated. Come and see that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't act when he gives a klala like a boss of Adam. Midas boss of Adam, if he wants to hurt his friend, let's say his friend did something to him, he wants to get him back. He tries to get him and maps at him and causes him a loss until he has nothing left of him. He doesn't stop until he completely destroys him. Even B'makom, when he gave someone a klala, we'll see four different examples of this. Even if he gave someone a klala, he also, in the klala, was there something there to help the person go weiter and live. He was mekal the nachosh that everything he eats and tastes and will be offer. But lemaisa he has a mila. Oil legag mezonosavima. He goes up to the roof. He has mezonos. Yerid lemata. He goes to the bottom. He goes down deep in the valley. Mezonosavima. Anywhere he goes, he always has a free restaurant. Anywhere he goes, so that's at least a mila. It's a terrible thing. He has to eat offer, but he has at least this mila. Anywhere he goes, he has what to eat. The same thing with Canaan. Canaan got a klala that is eved. Supposed to be avodim. Kill us Canaan. Still, oichel mash rabbi oichel. Shoyse mash rabbi shoyse. L'maisi is eved. But on the other hand, he eats whatever his rabbi. He always has a meal. He always has a meal. Whatever his rabbi has, he always has food to eat. Kill us isha. The isha got a klala be'etzvi toldi bonim. And according to the Masha, it's referring to nidus, where she's a nida and she has to separate. But still, on the other hand, I call Ratzamachra, everyone runs after her. So even though we have something of a merchik through Nidus, but Lamaisa, there's also a Ratzamachra, an element of people who run after her always. Kilas Adama, Hashem cursed the Adama that's the plant thorns and thistles. Hakol Nizonim and Lamaisa, the bread comes out of the ground. So even though the ground is Mekol, but Lamaisa, that is where we eat from. So you see, even in every Klala, there was some kind of bracha in every Klala. We go further in the Psukim, which we are talking about the Ikra on this blat is the Mon. It said in the Pasuk when they were complaining, this is in Parashas Bahaloscha, there's two times in the Torah that they complained about the Mon, once in Parashas Bahaloscha and once in Parashas Shalach, in Parashas Chukas. Two times, Parashas Chukas by the Lechem HaKaloikel, and then Hashem sent the Nechosh Masrafim, and the other place is in Parashas Bahaloscha where they wanted the slav. They said, oh, we can't have mon all day. Mon is not enough for us. We want more than just mon. So it says in the positive when they were complaining, they're saying, Zecharnu is adogash anoichel b'metrayim chinam. We remember the fish we got in Mitzrayim for free. Esakashuim, the cucumbers, v'saftichim, the melons, v'sachotzer, the leeks, v'sapetzolim, the onions, v'sashubim, the garlic. I remember all the good stuff we had in while we were in Mitzrayim. And here all we have all day is mon, more mon, 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 mon. That's all we have. That's their complaining. So now, first of all, try a different taich in Zechanu as Adaga. The Biyam HaKlaik is what it means exactly. Zechanu as Adaga, Shanoichu b'Mitzrayim Chinam. I remember the Adaga we ate in Mitzrayim for free. Rav Shmuel, Chadam Adagim, and one man the Yama says it means Taka fish, they got fish for free in Mitzrayim. V'Chanam Arayis, the only holds it's referring to Arayis. Remember the Arayis that was mutter to us in Mitzrayim. Man the Yama Adagim, how does he know the Ksiv Noichu has to eat? You don't eat the Arayis, you eat fish. Mandam Arai is the Ksiv Chinam. It's free. So it's not Mistavra that they got free fish in Mitzrayim. So Chinam must be Arai, which was a free. Arai didn't cost any money. Well, Mandam Arai is Ksiv Nechal. What do you do with the Lashon Achila? If it's talking about they remember the Arai that was mutter to them, so then why is it Lashon Nechal? It's a Lishnum Al Yenokat. It's a clean Lashon. The Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk regarding Znus, it says, Ochla, this is the word Aisha, who's an Aisha's ish, and she's Mizana, says, Ochla, umachsa pia, va'omra loipa alti oven. She eats and she wipes herself, which is talking about Znus, va'omra, and she says, loipa, I didn't do any averis. So this, you see, Lashon Achila by Znus. Lechem, it says Lechem, they don't say Oichel, they don't say Oichel. It says Lechem is a wife. Don't say Lashon Nechal. Yeah, they don't say Lashon Nechal, it says, Ashar Neichal, but Mitzrayim, it says Lashon Nechal here. Levan de Amadog in my chinom. So Gemara says they have a mice in lehu mefkera. They have a mice. Well, there it says this does eichel. It says kiyem alechem asha eichel. Okay, you're right. They could have said that. Come here, the main asha asked the kasha. It says kiyem alechem asha eichel. There's talking about the wife. It says there's God not talking about his nus because it's talking about referring to his thing. Right. It's a good point. I might have seen that kasha maybe somewhere from maybe Masha, but I forgot which one was where I see a pasuk. But yeah, it's a good point. That is a good pasuk. Yeah. Okay. Right then. Yeah, it's looking more right then. So it says, if you learn dog in my chinam, they have a mice in lehu mehefkera. That they used to be able to get fish with the question, what's a chinam by fish? No, they got it sometimes with hefker. Why? Don't matter. So you show shoyvim mayim. When Klai Yisrael used to get water from the well, because Baruch Hu mazim lehem asecha mayim dogim ketanim. Hashem used to appear for them small fish, bikadev, in their pitchers, and that is how they got fish. So that's what it means. Bechinam, it was Bechinam. So okay. So first of all, the Amar, Dagun, most of you might know that I'm talking about fish, of a rice, like Prisibuhu, but they didn't say that I remember that a rice that was a free. Hainu Chsiv, that's what it says in the Pasuk. That's what it says in the Pasuk, in the Shir HaShirim, Gan No'o Lachoy Sikalo. That Bishas, when they were Kala, which is in Mitzrayim, they were no, they were closed up. So you see that they taka didn't do a rice. Elamandi Yama Arayas, if it says that they remember the rice in Mitzrayim, my in Chosim, what does it mean? The Pasuk says, Gan no'ol lachoisi kala, gal no'ol my in Chosim. It says they were closed up. So what does it mean, my in Chosim? So tomorrow in Mitzrayim, even Filimandi Yama, that they had the rayas there was nus there, but it wasn't from the things that were also to Ben Noyach. Mahanuch the asirim loy pritzibu. The arayas that are also to Ben Noyach, they were not paritzibu. What are examples of arayas that are also by Ben Noyach? Like a mother, or a wife of the father, or a chosem imay, sister from the mother, or Eishes Ish, or a zachar, or a behema. They were not over in those arayas. You know that the other rice they were over in, but that was before Matan Torah. And that's what we're talking about. There's a charnu as a rice that were mutter before Matan Torah. So Bishlom man diyama a rice. If you man diyama says a charnu as a dog is a rice, so understand that the subsequent pasuk which says a few pasukim later, Vayishma Moshe sa'am boichel mishpachosav ish lepesach aloi vayicha af Hashem oid ve'ini Moshe ra. It says they were crying by their tents by mishpachosav. So what does that mean? So Bishlom Man Diyama Arayis, Hanukh Tzivish V'Moshe Hashom, Boichel Mishpuchayis, Al Iskei Mishpuchayis, Shnesh Lehem. Lishkevetz them. They were upset about the Arayis to us to them. Man Diyama Ar Dogim, if it's just Zecharno's dog meant to fish, what's the Hemshech to the Pasuk of Vayishu Moshe Hashom, Boichel Mishpuchayis, My Boichel Mishpuchayis, and we're going to know, Hai, both were truly, cried for both things. Zecharno's dog was remembering the free fish, and also they were complaining about Arayis. There's a very important question over here, that the Mashah and the Mitzchiyas all deal with, that why all of a sudden now are they crying for the Mishpachas, by Arayis? The story in Bahaloyscha happened approximately a year after Matan Torah. They already knew they were asked about arayis for a year. So why are they crying now about arayis? All of a sudden now, Zokta Mashah, B'Shem the Mizrahi, that the whole, unbelievable chiddush, very important, that the whole Torah was not taught at one time. Moshe taught them, you know, parasha by parasha, slowly by slowly, slowly by surely. Until this point, they did not know about arayis. They just learned about arayis now, and that's why they were crying for it. They didn't learn the whole Torah at one time, all 600 mitzvahs at one time. It was slowly taught to them slowly. It says in the Pasuk that they said, we remember the cucumbers and the melons that we had, and the onions and the garlic and the leeks that we had in Mitzrayim. So Rav Ami, Rav Asi, the Gemara is bavarning, now why I, the month, taste like everything, so what were they complaining about? Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Chad Omar, Tam Kol Aminim Tam Mimad, the month had all the tamin, all tastes, besides Tam Chamesh Aminim Lolo, these five minim, Loi Tam Boy, did not have it. And Rashi explains, because it was not good for Mabaris and Manikas, it wasn't healthy for them, and therefore, they didn't have this taste. But Chad Omar, even more, that really they even tasted that, just didn't have the mamashos of that. All foods, the man gave even the texture of that food. But those things, which includes, because we'll say the crunch of the pickle, kashum is a pickle, but the pickles, they did not have the crunch of the pickle. Those five things, they had the taste, we didn't have the crunch of it, and that's what they're complaining about. And the Pasuk says that the man was a great thing. It says that the man, it says, V'yikra Beis Yisrael Shmei Man, V'hu Kizera Gad Lavan, V'tama Kitzapichas B'dvash. What does it mean, Kizera Gad Lavan? So Gemara Taitshim means like this, Omrav Asi, Ogul Kagida, it was round like a coriander, V'lavan Kimagoylis, and it was white like a pearl. Or not a pshat, Tana, God, God, Shadoim Lazara Pishtam Gvarlim. It was round like a kernel from a flax tree, a flax plant. Lazara Pishtam Gvarlim, like a little kernel of a Pishtam plant. It was round like that. Achayim Oimrim, God, Shadoim Lahagoda. It's like a God at the Gemara. Shemeshachas Libo Yashal Odom Kamayim. It schleps a person. It's Geshmak. That's how the man was. It's very Geshmak. It was Moshech a person. Tanya Idach, we learned in another brisa, God, Shemagid Lahem Yisrael, Ben Tishla Rishon Ben Shiva LaAchron. We know that the mon fell for every family, kafi how many people were in the family. If someone had five kids, and him and his wife, that's seven, he got seven times Omer, which was Omer regardless, Omer per head of the household, so he had seven Omerim. Now let's say there was a person who got married, and he died, and she got remarried to someone else, and then they had a baby. We're not sure if this baby is from the first husband or second husband. And it's a big shiloh, we're not sure. No way to figure it out. For DNA testing, no way to figure this out. So what do you do? You look at the man. If he gets if his portion is by the first one, we know it belongs to that he's his parents, his mother, whatever, is the first one. If it's the second one, it's the second one. In the case, I guess he didn't die. He just was, I guess he was just divorced. The case was, he was divorced, he was still alive, and he still could tell. Tanida, Gach, Magad Lehem Lishol, Ben Tishol Rishon, Ben Shivel Achren. What does Lavan stand for? Lavan, it's white, but it stands for Shemalbin Avanisem Shal Yisrael. The man purified Klai Yisrael from Averis. How did that happen? Rashi explains, when they were nervous, let's say tomorrow we'll have man. You know, every day they got the food for that day, and the next day it was spoiled. They had no idea where the next meal was coming from. It was very, very scary. They have to dive in every day with a lot of kavana, and therefore they didn't have any Averis. Tanya, the bright spirit of Yemek, Hashem, Shanovi, Magalem, Lishol, Mashim, Bechur, Mashim, Zalkum. Just like a Novi has the power through his Navua, if he gets a Navua, to tell a person what's in his. But what's Bechurim Mizdokim? Kach Amon Magid Lehem LiYisrael Mashem Bechurim Mashem Mizdokim. The same way the man also told Klai Yisrael what's Bechurim Mizdokim. Ketzad Shnayim Zbalf Nei Moshe Ladin. Two people came to Adin Torah. Zeh Oimer Avdi Ganavtov. Zeh Oimer Avdi Ganavtov. They come to Adin Torah. They have his Eved here. One Reuven's tiny. It's my Eved. You stole it from me. And Shem is saying, no, you sold it to me. So Amalei Moshe Lebayke Mishpat tomorrow. Lebayke Bayke Mishpat tomorrow. We'll know the answer to this question. Lamacha Imin Sa Imra Bevayis Beis Rabbi Rishon. If you find the Imra of the Eved in the first master's house, be a Duah Shizay Gamva. You know now Shimon stole it. Imin Sa Imra Beis Rabbi Shein. If you find in Shimon's house, be a Duah Shizay Machur Loi. We know that it was sold. Now Freik Dem Ritzchias. The Halacha is Ain Tayrash Bashemayimi. You don't pass him from an ace. We have a Gemara in Bar Metzia with Rabbi Eliezer with the tree. So how can you paskin with this? That one of the truths are that Avada they paskined, but just this was just used as a raya that the psak was right. That's one of the psak of what different shadows. It's just a gila milsa, but it's a kash. They asked, "I tar leva shemayimim." Another example of where the man was pushed to shailah, diffused the machlekes. Bechein ish veisha shabal of neweish ladin. Ish veisha were in an argument and they were getting divorced, and the question was they have to pay a ksuba or not. The ish says that I don't want to get divorced. You want to get divorced, you go without ksuba. You're the one who's angry about this marriage. And the Ish say, no, you're the one who's starting up here. So they didn't know what to do. So Baal of Neimah Yisrael didn't. Zeh Omer, he saw Chalai. He says, she's the one who got angry at me and wants to get divorced. But Yemers, he was saw Chalai. He's the one who wants to get divorced. And the Shail is the ksuba. Omer Lem Moshe, Lebeike Mishpat. The Machar, the next day, Nimsa Emre Beis Baila, Yiduasha, he saw Chalav. If find the Beis Baila, you know that he is in the right, and therefore, if she wants to get divorced, then no ksuba. Nimtzar beisavia b'idua shehu sarach alav. We know that it was his fault, and she deserves a ksuba. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, "Uredes atal ala machna laila." It says that the tal fell on the man in the machna. Yered amon alav. So you see where the man fall in the machna. There's another pasuk that says, "Ksiv yetsa amalok." They had to go out and collect the man. And a third pasuk says, "Shatu amalaktu." Shatu means went very, very far to collect it. Okay, so tzadikim yared al pesach beitayim. A tzadik, he got his man on his front door. Beinim yatsu amalaktu. The beinim, they had to go out and get it. Virushatim shatu amalaktu. They needed a good 2-hour walk to get their man. And you have to say, look, how does everyone know which is their man? You have to say they only saw their man. That's the only man they saw. So they didn't see any walking one, no man. They had to go look for it. And the Rishon had to go far for the man. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk on one hand that the man is called lechem. Ksiv ugoit, which means like pieces of dough that's not baked yet. Ksiv v'tachanu, also another pasuk says has to be ground. Okay, it said also tzadikim lechem. Tzadikim, the man was like bread already. Beinim, they had to do a little bit ugoit. They had to bake it. Rishaim tachanu v'rechaim, they had to grind it. They had to do the whole process from beginning to end. The pasuk says further, "Dachu b'meducha." This is talking about everyone. There was the idea of dachu b'meducha. What's it talking about? Omer Rav Yehuda or Rabbi Tamer Rav Chama Barachina, but lamish yered lehem liyisrael imaman tachshit enashim. Dava shenich b'meducha. Besides for food, it came down like perfumes. The perfumes in those days were made by grinding it up, and that gave out a smell. So it had to be ground up. So spices that were used for perfumes fell from the sky, and they were used for tachshit enashim. Some of the thing was cooked. What does that mean? That they got spices or besides for the money and had every taste in the world. But if they wanted to add extra spice, they had the opportunity to do it. Things that spice up the Gedera, Tavlin fell from the sky as well. It says in the Pasuk regarding the Mishkan that they brought the davas every morning. Medavish yared lehem babayker, melamit shiyard lehem Yisrael, avonim, medavar shiyard lehem babayker. They brought to the Mishkan something that fell every morning. Melamit shiyard lehem Yisrael, avonim toivis. Not the kavan, it's talking about the building of the Mishkan. Shiyard lehem Yisrael, avonim toivis my girl to Amon. That with the man fell stones, precious stones, and pearls. It says in the pasuk, "When a nasiim aviyu is avnei hashayim." This nasiim mean not the nasiim, which means the rulers of Klal Yisrael. It means it's clouds. Tana nasiim mamish, clouds mamish. Chenu oimar. The pasuk says, "Nasiach v'ruach v'geshem ayin." You see, nasiim means clouds. The clouds brought the avnei hashayim. It says in the pasuk about the man, "Vayitam v'ketam l'shad hashemen." The taste of the man tasted like a l'shad hashemen. What does l'shad mean? Omer avavo. It's similar to a child nursing from the shadayim of his mother. Ma shad ze, tinuk toyim kamatamim. Just like when a tinuk nurses, he gets every single taste. Anything his mother eats, he gets a taste of that. Af hamon calls man shishol oichel moysom and tima kamatamim. They find a lot of different time in it. Igadam divim shat, l'shade mamish. It's like the shade who's a mazik. Ma shad ze mesavah kamagvonim. Just like those mazikim called a shade. They change all different colors. Af hamon mesapech the kamatamim. The man also switches to a bunch of different tastes.